Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Thome. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting seventh. The DH, Russell Branyon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Bill Selby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dave Burba. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Trot Nixon. Batting second. The center fielder, Darren Lewis. Batting third. The DH, Dante Bichette. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Nomar Garcia-Para. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting sixth. The catcher, Scott Hatberg. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Lou Merlone. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Brian Daubach. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mike Lansing. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Paxton Crawford. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lofton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Vizquel is called out on strikes. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Alomar hits a fly ball towards right. Nixon catches it and throws to first to double up Lofton. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Nixon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Fryman settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Fryman. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Nixon is called out on strikes. One out. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lewis strikes out. Two outs. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bichette hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nomar Garcia-Para is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Garcia-Para hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ramirez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Thome strikes out. One out. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Fryman strikes out. Two outs. Russell Branyon is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Branyon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. O'Leary hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Selby. O'Leary reaches second base with a double. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hatberg is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Merlone is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Merlone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Selby. Merloni reaches second base with a double. O'Leary scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Brian Daubach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Daubach strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Lansing is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Merloni moves to third. Mike Lansing is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lansing strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lansing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bill Selby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Selby hits a fly ball into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lofton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lofton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon strikes out. 1 out. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis strikes out. Alomar drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Lewis out. 2 outs. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bichette is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bichette strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lansing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. The ball gets by Hatberg for a passed ball. Alomar moves to second. Manny Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0-for-1 in the game. Thome strikes out. 2 outs. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Fryman is 0-for-1 in the game. Fryman hits a pop-up towards third. Merloni settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Garciaparra is 0-for-1 in the game. Garciaparra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. O'Leary is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hatberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatberg hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Selby. Hatberg reaches second base with a double. Lou Merloni is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Merloni is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Merloni hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Lofton. Merloni reaches second base with a double. Hatberg scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Brian Daubach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Daubach is 0-for-1 in the game. Daubach hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Merlone scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Mike Lansing is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lansing is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansing hits a line drive towards short. Vizquel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Branyan is 0-for-1 in the game. Branyan hits a pop-up towards short. Garcia Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into right field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Selby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Selby is 0-for-1 in the game. Selby is hit by the pitch. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lofton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Selby moves to second. Omar Vizquel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Vizquel takes first base on ball 4. Selby moves to third. Lofton moves to second. Roberto Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Selby scores. Lofton scores. Vizquel moves to second. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Real Cormier now pitching. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Vizquel, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. Vizquel steals home. It's Indians, 3, Red Sox, 3. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0-for-2 in the game. Thome strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nixon is 0-for-2 in the game. Nixon hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bichette is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bichette strikes out. Two outs. Nomar Garcia Parra is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Garcia Parra is 0-for-2 in the game. Garcia Parra hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fryman is 0-for-2 in the game. Fryman is called out on strikes. One out. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Branyan is 0-for-2 in the game. Branyan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Daubak scoops it up and throws to first, with Cormier covering, for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lansing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ricardo Rincon now pitching. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. O'Leary hits a fly ball into left field. Selby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hatberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hatberg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Carsey now pitching. Lou Merlone batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Merlone is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Merlone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Chan Perry pinch hits for Bill Selby. Chan Perry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lofton is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lofton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Vizquel takes first base on ball 4. Lofton moves to second. Rich Garces now pitching. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Ramirez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lofton scores. Vizquel moves to second. It's Indians, 4, Red Sox, 4. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thome is 0 for 3 in the game. Thome hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vizquel scores. Ramirez moves to second. It's 5-4, Indians. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 0 for 3 in the game. Fryman takes first base on ball 4. Ramirez moves to third. Thome moves to second. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Branyan is 0 for 3 in the game. Branyan hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Roberts now playing left field. Brian Daubak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Daubak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Daubak strikes out. 1 out. Mitra Cummings pinch hits for Mike Lansing. Mitra Cummings is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cummings hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thome scoops it up and throws to first, with Carsey covering, for the out. 2 outs. Trot Nixon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Nixon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Nixon takes first base on ball four. Carl Everett pinch hits for Darren Lewis. Paul Shuey now pitching. Carl Everett is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Everett hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Donnie Sadler now playing center field. Manny Alexander now playing second base. Hector Carrasco now pitching. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Alomar is 0-3 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Roberts is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Roberts bunts towards first. Dauback scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Roberts for the out. Alomar moves to second. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lofton is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Lofton hits a pop-up towards short. Garcia Parra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Vizquel is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Vizquel is hit by the pitch. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Alomar is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Bichette is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bichette hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nomar Garcia Parra is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Garcia Parra is 0-for-3 in the game. Garcia Parra hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bichette moves to second. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1-0. O'Leary is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. O'Leary hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Hatberg batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hatberg is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hatberg takes first base on ball 4. Bichette moves to third. Garcia Parra moves to second. Bob Wickman now pitching. Lou Merlone is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Merlone is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Merlone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ramirez is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thome is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thome strikes out. One out. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Fryman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fryman strikes out. Two outs. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Branyan is 0-for-4 in the game. Branyan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dauback scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Branyan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Brian Dauback is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Daubach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Daubach hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Varitek pinch hits for Manny Alexander. Jason Varitek is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Varitek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Nixon takes first base on ball four. Rico Brogna pinch hits for Donnie Sadler. Rico Brogna is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Brogna hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.